Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about you, your health, and your life. If you're struggling with your health, we're here to help. No matter what you're dealing with, weight loss, instability with the brain chemistry, whatever it might be, having a tough time exercising or just don't feel good, we're here for you, no matter what it is. Give us a call or you can send me an email. Go to the website, teamlifestyle.com. Kicking it off now with Linda. Hi, Linda.
I'm having a bladder problem. I think it's called the overactive bladder, and I want to see if tell me anything about it or what I could do for it.
Okay. Well, let's see. A couple things. When you talk about the bladder, you want to look at first what your doctors have told you with overactive, and you've got to look at a couple of issues. If they're working with you as far as medication goes, you need to follow that, and that can be quite helpful. As far as more of a lifestyle-based approach, you know, at the end of the day, what you want to do is you want to focus on lowering the inflammation in the body. If you lower the inflammation in the body, it's one of the greatest things you can do overall. And so dietary changes, getting a dietitian to work with you, to work on a good plan and a good system, and then also adding in some baseline or basic exercise that can really support you in the middle of that. That's several things that you want to do. But you want to have a good game plan, and you want to have a team around you to be able to support you. That's one of the first pieces that you want to focus on. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Whatever you're struggling with, realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. You can change. You don't have to be stuck where you are. You literally can go to that next level with your health. On this show, we want to help you do that. So there's been a link now between hardening of the arteries and Alzheimer's plaques. So elderly people that have hardening of the arteries are more likely to have brain plaques associated with Alzheimer's, new study says. The study included 91 people, average age 87, who did not have dementia and underwent scans to assess any beta amyloid plaques in their brains. So the degree of stiffness of their arteries will be checked about 2 years later. So half the participants had brain plaques, and these people were more likely to have systolic blood pressure than the others. So higher average blood pressure and greater arterial stiffness. For every unit increase in arterial stiffness, people were twice as likely to have these beta amyloid plaques in the brain. This was found in the Journal of Neurology. Now, they said that it's more evidence about cardiovascular health that leads to a healthy brain. So the correlation, they said, Dr. Timothy Hughes said there's a strong correlation. It also noted that the link between arterial stiffness and brain plaques did not change when regular resting blood pressure was taken into account. The study adds a growing evidence that the hardening of the arteries is associated with cerebrovascular disease that does not show symptoms. And now, he said, we can add Alzheimer's-type lesions to the list. Although the study found an association between hardening of the arteries and levels of Alzheimer-related brain plaques in the older adults, it did not establish a cause and effect. So at the end of the day, there's correlation, but it's not made into a formal study. That's basically what they're saying. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You give us a call right now or go to the lines and talk with Tom. Hi, Tom.
And I like to talk about my legs and feet. They're burning and I'm very, very weak.
Okay. Well, if they're burning and they're weak, then a couple of issues are definitely happening. I would say you've got probably an issue, potentially, with some B6 metabolism that's not happening very well. Either you're not metabolizing it or you're not getting enough of it in your diet. And I would just get some blood work done with your primary care physician. Have them take a look at the different levels and the different values that you have to look at. So, I mean, that's the key. And as they take a look at that, and as they build and look at the values, you'll be able to come up with a good game plan. But the burning a lot of times can come from deficiencies. It can be nerve-related. You could have nerves that are coming from your lower back all the way down into the feet. I mean, that's what you have to look at when it comes to these type issues. Okay? It's a nerve-related and nutrition-related. Once you rule in and rule out what those are, you can come up with a total game plan. 888-283-7272. Give us a call right now or go online. Go to teamlifestyle.com. You believe this? That one-third right now of U.S. adults are obese, the CDC says. One-third. It's amazing, I think. And in the United States, it's the highest as it is in the world. The obesity rate is unchanged for a decade. So even though the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they found this, they said it's kind of a confirmation of what we saw last time. The prevalence of obesity in adults may be leveling off. Cynthia Ogden, she's a senior epidemiologist at the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics. They actually did a study, and she said, the goal of human species since we evolved has been to have enough to eat, and we've gotten there. Unfortunately, it's so plentiful that we can take in more than we need. Matt Peterson said, he's the director for medical information and professional engagement at the American Diabetes Association. The human body and brain is wired to take more than a sufficient number of calories, and that's a hard thing to change. So we're talking about really powerful aspects of our metabolism. So the obesity epidemic continues to gnaw away at America's economic potential, they say. Right now, about $270 billion a year is due to healthcare costs, due to obesity and people being overweight. That's amazing to me. So the CDC found that nearly 35% of Americans are obese right now with a body mass index greater than 30. That equates to a person being 5'4" who weighs 175 or a person 5'9" that weighs 203. So the report recently was put in, and Rachel Johnson, she's a professor of nutrition at the University of Vermont. She's also a spokeswoman for the American Heart Association. She said, we're making a little bit of progress in the childhood obesity aspect. Some very small declines, but at least feels like we're making some headway there. And there's some small pockets in a few cities or states where we've seen a modest decline in childhood obesity due to very aggressive interventions. So the current means for battling obesity, dieting, bariatric weight loss surgery, exercise, have so far proven unable to overcome the widespread availability of low-cost, low-calorie food. The association has come with a program for healthy eating and moderate exercise that's proving effective. So, it's interesting. Now, my view is that we really have to start taking some pretty strong stance when it comes to this. That's why I'm so big on lifestyle. It's why I think that literally our choices that we make every single day can radically impact our overall health. And the better choices we make, obviously, the better we're going to thrive when it comes to our health. It's just getting people to make them. Make the right choices so we can live better and we can feel better and have the energy that we need to produce the kind of health that we're looking for. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Give us a call or go online. Go to teamlifestyle.com. I'm America's Lifestyle Coach. You're listening to radio that empowers your health on the Lifestyle Radio Network. Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name's Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the pets that I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com or call 888-283-7272. Can chemicals cause diabetes? Well, that's a question. There's a lot of causes for diabetes, we know. Lack of exercise, poor diet, genes, and ethnicity are the most serious risk factors. But now that more about 26 million Americans have diabetes and 70 million are called pre-diabetic, researchers are focusing on other factors that might contribute to a person's risk. So one of the latest possible culprits which might be contributing to diabetes in the epidemic are the chemicals in the environment and the products that we use every single day. Some chemicals might contribute to diabetes risk independently, while others might contribute to an obesity risk. As of now, research on whether chemicals contribute to any type or all types of diabetes is very preliminary. The relationship between chemicals and diabetes is kind of an interesting topic, that's for sure. They said women with the highest levels of phthalates in their urine had a high risk of diabetes that was 70% higher than women with the lowest levels. And as far as the chemical culprits, a lot of the moisturizers and the personal care products were at the top of the list. So perfumes, moisturizers, all these sort of things, hairsprays, they were loaded with these phthalates that could lead toward blood sugar-related issues. And, of course, Christina Thayer, she's the National Toxicology Program Director at the Human Reproduction Center in Durham, North Carolina. They said another possible chemical cause for the diabetes is arsenic. So the areas of Bangladesh and Taiwan have well-documented high levels of arsenic in the drinking water. Scientists in those areas have found strong associations between diabetes and people who drink the water. So in the United States, the EPA regulates chemicals like arsenic, so Americans do not have nearly the exposure that people do in other areas. As levels of arsenic decrease to the low to moderate range, researchers found the literature becomes less consistent with the association in diabetes. The PCBs, or the polychlorinated biphenyls, and dioxins are among the chemicals examined to found have the least some association, they say, with diabetes. And however, the issue of causality was much less clear. They said that if you have someone overweight or obese, it's its own independent risk factor for diabetes. Separately, the PCBs, which were banned by the Environmental Protection Agency in 1979, but still exist in the environment, have been linked to obesity in adults, for sure. So much more research, they say, needs to be done before they can establish a good, solid marker. They know that diabetes can be caused by a number of factors, probably the combination of factors, and they say the healthy behaviors under their control are something we need to watch. So it comes down to how much they eat, making sure they exercise, and a lot of the common risk factors. Again, pretty cool stuff. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. That's our website. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area, that's someone that believes the same way we do, check out the website there. Go to mylifestyleproviders.com. And if you want to just ask me a question, maybe make it part of the show or answer privately, go to the website, teamlifestyle.com. Click on Ask a Question and just send the question in. Our staff will look over it. And we'll get you an answer. I can answer in private, whatever you need. We'll be able to help you in the best way possible. I want to talk about grapefruit as a little bit of a food for the hour. Grapefruit has got so many different benefits. It's, of course, a citrus fruit. And it was first produced in Barbados. It was a hybrid fruit resulted from a cross between a pomelo and a sweet orange. So it was named after the grape because grapefruits grow in clusters like grapes. And, of course, it's loaded with vitamin C like all citrus fruits. It's not the only benefit that you can get from the grapefruit. Here's five other health benefits from the grapefruit. It helps in losing weight. And so are the grapefruit's high in enzymes. It burns fats and high in water content. It has less sodium. So, of course, these combinations are extremely healthy for the body. Helps shed the pounds. It prevents arthritis and it can work as an antiseptic. Grapefruit contains salicylic acid. It helps break down the body's inorganic calcium, which builds up the cartilage of joints and can lead to arthritis. So the salicylic acid in grapefruit also works as a powerful antiseptic. In addition, these grapefruit seed extracts can be added to water to make an antiseptic spray for treating bacterial and fungal infections. But also, the grapefruit can help in cancer prevention. Lycopene, which is something we find in tomatoes, is a carotenoid pigment that's responsible for the red color in the grapefruit. It's a powerful agent against tumors and cancers. and the scavengers of those free radicals. It's also loaded with A and C, and of course the antioxidant compound called narnigin, and it's found in grapefruit. This compound helps repair damaged DNA in prostate cancer cells. So the DNA repair contributes to cancer prevention, and it impedes the reproduction of these cancer cells. Helps lower cholesterol levels too. The antioxidants found in grapefruit are effective in reducing cholesterol levels. The grapefruit has a negative reaction against many prescription drugs, like those used in treating depression, allergies, high blood pressure, seizures, impotence, heart palpitations, and even HIV. So you can inform your physician if you want to use grapefruit. Be cautious if you're taking medications, and they'll give you the whole list of what you can do and what you can't do. It's also great for some common ailments. Eating grapefruit and drinking its juice help treat the common cold and fever. Can dissolve gallstones and can boost liver function and enhance immunity against a lot of the infections. You can get a lot of other benefits from the grapefruit as well. It also contains essential elements like iron, calcium, potassium, manganese, magnesium, phosphorus, folic acid, and the B vitamins. You can even extract oil from grapefruit peel in aromatherapy. Really cool. I mean, there's so many great... I love foods. I think, you know, again, finding out the health properties of foods and what they can do to the body, to me, is fascinating. Of course, I'm into this whole thing. Hopefully, you're getting into it with me. But I just think it's amazing to see all the foods and what they can do. 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. That means that if you can lifestyle your way with bad choices into getting sick, then you can possibly change your lifestyle choices, revamp and reset your life, and lifestyle your way out of many of these health challenges. I'm America's Lifestyle Coach on the show. It's designed to empower your health. You're listening to our show right here on the Lifestyle Radio Network. Remember, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, there's always hope to get your health back. Check us out on the web, teamlifestyle.com.
Hey folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is.
Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Online at HealthCoachRadio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show. Health is your greatest wealth. Family health insurance plans are saying now are to jump 4% in 2012. That's exactly what we all need, isn't it? U.S. families are paying 4% more in annual premiums for their employer-sponsored family health coverage right now, and now they're about ready to jump up again. So they're reaching about $15,000 annually in 2012, with workers contributing on average $4,000 toward their coverage, revealed in a national survey recently by Kaiser. The Family Foundation Health Research and Educational Trust says that worker-only health coverage rose 3% to $5,000 a year. These workers pay on average about $950 toward their coverage. Meanwhile, wages have grown just about 1.7%, noted a Kaiser News release. So look at the inflation on the insurance versus what the wages are doing. So the 14th annual survey involved more than 2,000 small and large employers. It found a big discrepancy in the benefits and contributions of companies with many lower-wage workers earning more than $24,000 a year compared to companies with many higher-paid employees making around $55,000 a year. Employees at a lower-wage firm, on average, contributed about $5,000 each year to their families. So health insurance is changing, and I know that everybody's kind of thinking, they're like, where's it going to go? What's it going to do? But it's definitely not going to be easier. Everybody thinks it is, but you might want to be careful to look at the fine print as we turn into this next year. It's going to be incredible, I think. Something to keep
your eye on. Now, the Affordable Care Act, of course, which is put in gear by the government, you know, has got kind of its good and bad clauses to it. But they're saying that a number of companies offering health benefits to their employees has not changed, but about 61%. Copays for covered workers on average has changed a little bit. But a summary of this report and commentary was published recently in the Journal of Health Affairs. If you want to get any more details on that, you might want to check it out just to see what are going to happen to the rates and how the premiums are going to change, and also your copays might be affected by some of these changes. I mean, we're in a place right now where, you know, again, the Obamacare whole game plan is really up for grabs. I know a lot of doctors are definitely not fired up about it for what it's going to do to their reimbursements and getting the money from insurances. So it's going to be a challenging piece, I can tell you that. Let's go to Shane. Hi, Shane. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hey, I got your book, and I've been kind of following your protocols and everything. And last fall, I kind of got onto the probiotics and the HCL, cod liver oil. But I got kind of a stroke congestion. I couldn't get it clear out. I had a cold and went to my doctor, and he didn't know how to treat it. And I went to another doctor at a vet station, an older guy, worked at a ER hospital. He's retired and he worked at the vet station. He put me on Gaviscon, man, acid. Thought I had acid reflux. That didn't make any difference. And he suggested I go to a GI specialist. So I made an appointment with him and kind of told him what I was doing. And he was didn't like the idea of me taking the HCL, hydrochloric acid, and he says, let me take a look. So he went down with a scope like the next week, and he said, I have scar tissue on my esophagus where it goes into the stomach, and he had to stretch that open. Yeah, it was had a small opening, like 12 centimeters. He had to stretch it open 17.5 centimeters, and then he put me on an acid called Zigarette with Oprazole in it. And he wants me to take that the rest of my life in a bland diet. I don't know what to do. You know, first he said it was Barrett's disease, but he said, no, I said, you just actually got scar tissue built up in your esophagus. And I'm just wondering, something other I can take than that cigarette to get off that? Is there something natural? Or?
I mean, there's a lot of things that are natural along those lines, but you don't really want, if he has you on that right now after that procedure, you probably want to hang tight. It's good wisdom to stick in there with what he has you doing. I mean, he's got a reason for that. And if he's gone that far to scope you and see everything going on, yeah, it's probably good to stick on the game plan that he has you on. And just by doing that, you know, it's going to keep you in a good place. And then maybe after a while, 6 months or so in, see how your body's doing, see how you're feeling. See if you're dealing with any kind of reflux or anything like that. And then just mention it to him. Just say, you know, you'd like to do some things a little bit along or more along the natural lines. And would he be okay with it? Would he support you in it? Would he kind of oversee you in it using things like apple cider vinegar and whatnot? But, you know, if you had too much acid coming up, then you're too acidic. You got to look into things like glutamine powder, aloe vera, things that will kind of hold down a lot of those issues, and that's probably what the kind of along the lines you want to think. But yeah, I mean, I would stick with what he has. If you're asking my thoughts, that's what I would do. And you know me, I mean, I'm always going to lean for the most part toward the natural side of things. I'm more of a lifestyle kind of guy, and just, but medicine has its place. I mean, this is one of the things where you don't want to mess around with it. You want to keep things where it needs to be, because scar tissue can lead to Barrett's, and when you get Barrett's, you know, the potential for it turning into cancer cells is pretty strong. So when you get that changing of the cell structure, not a good deal, okay? So I'd stick with what they're telling you if you're asking me. And are there other things you can do? Yeah, but now's probably not the time. I want to hang in there for a little bit, and then you can come up with another game plan later. All right, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Go online, getwellradio.com, Facebook and Twitter as well. Get into the social media side. You can check that out as well, because, of course, get involved, and we'll keep you all up to date on everything coming down the pipeline, especially some of our live events and seminars that are right around the corner. We've got one coming up in Asheville, North Carolina, and we'll keep you posted on that. You can find more at the website. Let's go to Eric now. Hi, Eric.
Hey, I'm 72 years old, and for the last 12 years I've had PSA test for about every 6 months, and I've never tested in the normal range of 0 to 4. I've had biopsies in 2003 and in 2007, and there were small pot spikes in the test, but I tended to be in the range of from 4.7 to 5.9, 5.7, 5.1 in that area. This year I had a CAT scan that was only 3 weeks after my current urology visit, where they told me I was fine, where they showed that there were nodules on my prostate which appeared to be malignant. So I went in and they had this new test called the PCA3, and it's where they basically milk your prostate with you having a full bladder, and then you urinate and that fluid comes out in your urine and they do a urine test. And mine came back positive for prostate cancer. So I've got a two-pronged question with that. And one is all that cancerous fluid now floating around in those punctures they made for the biopsy, which may be increasing the chances of prostate cancer, even though it may not be there now? And the second question is, with the PSA and the PCA3 being so useless and the trend of the PCA being useless, what kind of testing in the future can I look to for being helpful?
I think one thing to look at, for the most part, you know, with the biopsies that they do, there's a big controversy on if you do the biopsy, do you free up more cancer cells like you're talking about and kind of spread them where they don't really need to go when they were contained inside of a mass? There's not a lot of research around it that supports that. You know, really does happen. So I don't want to tell you that it doesn't happen because I've seen some research behind that, kind of like what you're talking about. So I'm kind of in the middle because your standard medical research, which is what everybody goes by anyways, says that it doesn't, that it's okay, right? But then you got, you know, research out in Europe and whatnot where they say, well, yeah, probably not a good idea. So again, that's just where you have to make your own choices. And I will tell you this, the body's pretty resilient. And even though cancer, of course, is a bear within itself, and the body's pretty amazing. And get paring it down and really, you know, taking care of the things it needs to take care of. So I wouldn't worry, you know, too much about it. Those tests are done when they need to get done. The doctors are pretty, you know, pretty solid about knowing when to order it, knowing how, and knowing why, and that sort of thing. So I wouldn't worry too much. But, yeah, prostate health is critical. And there's a lot of things you can do alongside with what your doctor is having you do. You might want to mention them. Just some good lifestyle factors. Avocados are great. They contain a component in them called beta-sitosterol. And the beta-sitosterol really brings good health to the prostate gland. And also you got different supplements out there that can help: zinc, sal palmetto, pumpkin seed oil. I mean, if you're a big pumpkin seed guy, I love them. I could eat them all the time. And so you hit the pumpkin seeds. They're great for prostate health. And then watching your testosterone levels. I'll tell you, there's some controversy right now about testosterone, which is our primary male hormone. And they're saying that the whole adage is right now is if you keep testosterone levels low, then you'll get DHT low, which is dihydrotestosterone, which causes the prostate to swell and can lead potentially to cancer. Well, there's some new research out that says keeping your testosterone levels up in more of a moderate range is actually better. So, you know, it's not official research yet, but it's leaning that way. So you got to do your own studying a little bit and then go to your doctor and you guys come up with a game plan, because prostate health is important. When you're dealing with cancer, of course, you got to be extremely careful with the cells. But as you do that, knowing that your diet and your lifestyle and stress levels, all of that matters. It plays a role because the body needs to be clean as far as your emotional state, clean as well, for that good mind-body connection and to promote overall healing. We'll be right back.
Hey,
folks. You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Check out the show 24-7 at HealthCoachRadio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. What are your eating habits like? And that's what I want to ask, because so many people struggle with what to eat. You know, you've got your little things that you like to cheat with, whether it's pizza or ice cream or whatever it is. But have you made some radical changes in your overall lifestyle? And have you radically made some changes in the way that you eat? Because you know everything you put inside your body really does become your body. And my granny told me when I was a little kid, she used to say, Asa, you are what you eat. And I find that so interesting because, you know, I didn't really listen. Who listens when you're a little kid? Nobody listens, right? Especially when you're a teenager. But, you know, as I've gone through the years a little bit, I've realized that she was right. And what we put inside of our body really does make up everything. And so our choices matter, and they matter in a big way. So if I can encourage you with anything, it's that to go to that next level in your health, you've got to get your mind right. And you've got to decide that you want to get well. You decide you want to go to that next level. You want to transform. And you never want to be the same again. And once you make that decision, literally life will change for you. And you can push and you can grow and you can go to that next level in your health and with your life. And we want to help you succeed and do that. That's what we're all about. All right, let's go to Sam. Hi, Sam.
What's up, Doc?
No, man, better than yesterday. What's cooking?
I might be kind of an unusual caller for you. I gotta say, I love your program. I listen to you maybe an hour or so every few nights. I'm not at home from work. And I'm 24 years old. I'm about average body, you know, body mass for my height and all that. I don't eat enough, I don't think. I eat, you know, between one and two meals a day. I get pretty decent exercise. I bike a lot, you know, a few times a week for at least an hour a day. But I don't eat a lot of breakfast. And I kind of just sort of binge eat when I do eat. I ate a lot at one time, and then I find myself drinking a lot at night, and that's just kind of what my lifestyle has been like. And, you know, I haven't had any major health ailments, to be quite frank with you, but, you know, I'm pretty young, and I just kind of wanted to know what you thought my general risk factor is doing that kind of lifestyle.
Well, I mean, for the most part, right now, if you're in your, you know, kind of your almost your mid-20s, it's not that big of a deal. But it's never, when I say not that big of a deal, your body's pretty resilient at that age. But, you know, at the same time, it's never good on your liver, you know, to drink that much, you know, obviously. To put large amounts of food in at one time, your body can handle that pretty well. I mean, you want to do like one big meal a day and maybe another, you know, small meal or something. It's not ideal, but your body can handle it. Now, if it's a bunch of junk food all the time, fast food and all that, yeah, I mean, that'll catch up with you. Again, you don't really see cancer and those sorts of things early on. You see those later. So, and it takes about 10 years for a tumor to form in the body. I'm not saying that bad eating habits and what you're doing right now is going to cause all that. I'm just saying that in general, it takes quite a bit of time. That's why you see people really start getting on medications and their life changing when they get into like their 40s and late 40s and 50s. And because it takes about that long of poor habits over a long period of time to start causing the body to break down enough to cause that kind of thing. So that's just my first thought to you. But why the alcohol every night? You just, are you like it? You hooked on it? You just, what's the deal?
It's just been a habit of mine kind of ever since I went to college, and it's, you know, I've experienced, you know, losses in friendship, you know, people dying, and I wouldn't consider myself a depressed individual, but it's just been not like a coping mechanism, but just a way to let loose, and I don't find myself puking every night or anything, but, you know, one night without at least a couple of drinks is very rare, you know. It's definitely a regular part of what I do, and I kind of feel like if I replace that with decent food, you know, that's going to add years to my life, but I don't see myself making that adjustment in the near future. This has become such a regular part of what I do.
Yeah, I get it, but I mean, at the same time, is that, are you happy doing that, or are you just, if it was healthy for your body, you'd do it all the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's not, man. If you can break those habits now, it's probably going to be better, because what you'll see is, you know, as you get a little bit older, if you keep doing this kind of pattern, it will start making some pretty negative impacts on you later. I mean, this can cause cognitive thinking issues potentially. It can cause real issues with the liver and that kind of thing. Plus, man, I mean, you know what? It alters your body chemistry in a negative way. You know, I mean, make you feel good and all that. What if you went without it? What would you deal with? Would you deal with anxiety? Would you feel down and out, like depressed? What would you feel like?
Well, on the very occasional night where I don't have a drink, you know, I actually notice myself here and feeling clearer. And I know, you know, I'm an educated person. I definitely know kind of what I'm doing, but, you know, From your standpoint, you seem to have a really down to earth view on diet and you know, versus, you know, and you have kind of a reasonable outlook, and you know, how long would I be able to sustain this habit, I guess, is what I'm worried about.
I wouldn't sustain it, man. I would just change it. I mean, if anything, cut it down to just drinking on the weekends at first and give yourself a break during the week. Your body can handle that fairly well. A lot of people do that for long periods of time. I'm not a big alcohol guy. I just never. When it comes to your health, it's a depressant. So, you know, every time you drink it, you're depressing every system in your body. Well, that clears your body getting back into balance, and that's what I would shoot for. You know, and replace that behavior with something else that's a little more constructive, and make you feel a little bit better too. That's my hope.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.